Let's get to the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Hugh Jackson, who joins us here on the Jim Rome Show. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. How you doing, Grant?
You know, I'm doing super. It's always good to chat with you. You know, how frustrating is it you've waited so long to get the keys to the car and now you can't drive it?
That's what everybody says. I think the car is going to start getting driven here pretty soon.
Yeah, and you've been preparing for it. Can you give the fans an idea of what preparation has been like because it's been so different this offseason?
No, it has been different. It's been ongoing, and obviously, you know, there's a process to it all, and we as a staff, we've taken it on and obviously made sure that we have crossed every T, dotted every I, so that when our team does return, that we're ready to go. I think our organization has been outstanding through it all. I mean, we're a lot different than most organizations. We've done some things to truly help our coaches. We have not taken anything from anybody. We've done everything we can to get out in the community and talk more about the Raiders and what our expectations are and where we're headed. So to me, it's been a tremendous offseason, but we are definitely ready to get our players back and start moving on towards playing football games.
Hugh, of course, you were there last year, so you know the personnel, you know the system, and you have the familiarity with the players. With that said, as you start as your first head coaching position in the National Football League, give me your philosophy on what you want to see from this football team.
Well, I want to see us improve. I mean, we're a team that was a 500 ball club a year ago, and I think we need to improve across the board. I mean, we're not the team that I vision us being. I mean, we're going to be very salty and good on defense. I truly believe that. We have those kind of players. I expect for us to be one of the contending teams on defense. I mean, we should be in the top 10 in defense. And offense is a team that is very young and talented with a lot of top players, and they're all returning. We have a quarterback who's returning to the Raiders for a second season, so I expect growth there also. And we have a returner, a young dynamic returner in Jacoby Ford, who set the NFL on fire last year, and I expect nothing less than that. So I expect us to improve all across the board to be the type of team that we want to be.
Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, joining us here on the Jim Rome Show. One area of your football team that must improve is your offensive line. Fair criticism?
I think it's fair, no doubt.
Tell me what you envision for that and where they need to go from where they were last year. And there are some changes with personnel, but when you look at that offensive line, be specific. Where do you need to improve?
Well, we need to improve as far as blocking and finishing blocks. I mean, we need to be a team that we want to impose our will running the ball on other ball clubs. And you also have to be able to throw the ball in this league. So we want to make sure that we become a more physical offensive line. I think we're well on our way to establishing that. We did a great job in the draft of adding two young players in Stefan Wisniewski and Joe Barksdale. We have some very capable players that are on our team now. There's going to be free agency at some point in time. So I think we'll address that and get better in that area because I think that will help our offensive football team. I think it helps the quarterback. I think it helps the receivers. And I think it helps the running back. We need to be better in the offensive line.
Hugh, you talked about your draft choice from Penn State, and then, of course, there is the former All-Pro Steve Wisniewski, who has been hired to coach that offensive line. Anybody that is a Raiders fan, when you mention Steve Wisniewski, the first word that has always come to my mind is the passion, and he is a Raider through and through. Can you talk about the addition of him to your coaching staff?
Yes, I can. It was one of the most dynamic interviews I've ever been a part of, just to feel his energy, his passion, and his love for the Raiders. Just sent me over the top. Well, during our meeting, I thought he was going to block me out of the office because the guy is a tremendous Raider and
right.
He's a tremendous fundamentalist, and he truly believes and understands what it takes when I'm talking about the attitude that which the offensive line has to play with to defeat teams in this league. So it was a no-brainer. After my interview session with him, I was so excited about adding him to our staff.
Hugh, how important was last year when you look at the previous run after the Super Bowl where, let's face it, it was maybe the worst era in Raiders history. And I thought last year the one key thing is your football team, you earned respect around the league. People are looking at the Raiders now with respect to win eight games, all of those games within the division. How important was last year as a building block as you move forward?
I think it was huge because you got to kind of crawl before you run. And I think we've been in a crawling mode. Now it's time to run. And I think our players had an opportunity to experience and taste victory and what it feels like and what it should feel like. We won three games in a row for the first time in a while. So there was a lot of pluses last year, but by no means are we satisfied. By no means is last year the barometer or the vision that we have for this year. We're going to exceed that. We expect to win. We're Raiders, and we truly believe in our mission and our goal. We're committed to excellence. We're going to chase perfection. I'm truly excited about when we do start this season. And as I said to everybody, we're not going to let the lockout stop us from accomplishing our goal. There's 31 other teams that have the same issue. You know, no one has a head start on anybody else. They're going to get their players when they get them. And then it's our job to coach them up and play football the way the Raiders play football.
Can you talk about your relationship with Mr. Davis and how you see that unfolding as this year begins, hopefully in the near future?
I think it's fabulous. I always talk about him. I talk about him everywhere I go because he is truly what the Raiders are all about. Coach Davis is my boss. Coach Davis is Coach Davis to me because we talk about football. I've worked for several other organizations, and I've never encountered anybody like him because not only does he run this organization, he was a former football coach. So we talk about plays. We talk about the ins and outs of how plays work, what plays will work, what plays won't work, along with all the other things that go along within our organization. And he's truly a resource for me and all of our coaches. And I look forward to a long, happy, prosperous relationship with him.
Hugh, a year ago, the franchise went out and acquired Jason Campbell. Tell me what you like about him.
I think he's a Raider. I think he's everything that we want our Raider players to be. I think Jason Campbell is going to be very physical in the pocket for us. I think he's very poised under pressure. He's very, very intelligent. He's accountable to his teammates, his coaches, and he gets the job done. So he's everything that I was looking for, and I'm looking for him to really take this jump in the second year and be the type of player that will lead us to where we all want to go, which is winning championships.
And, Hugh, you know, he went through a lot last year. I thought, you know, with the in and out of the lineup, was it going to be Gretkowski? Was it going to be Campbell? And I thought he really persevered. And towards the end of the season, there was no question that he was the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders. Can you talk about that process and how he handled it?
Yes, he handled it like a pro, like you would hope anybody would. I think he was disappointed when he wasn't playing, and if, you know, any competitor would be. But he came to work every day to get better. You know, at the end of the day, Grant, the whole thing is about winning games, you know, and obviously you got to put the players in the best position to win. And sometimes as a player, you need to step back, understand the surroundings, understand the players you're playing with, and then make adjustments. And that little period where he wasn't playing, I think he's seen some things that he could do better. And I think that's part of this as you grow and you move forward, you know, in the profession. And, you know, quarterback, sometimes it doesn't happen right away, but he came back, and just like you just stated, he played tremendous at the end of the year, and I'm looking for him just to take that next leap for us.
Coach, over your years of being involved in the NFL, on a daily basis, you have to critique and evaluate personnel. Can you talk about the difficulty of going through the evaluation process as it pertains to rookies when this lockout ends because you haven't had a chance to look at them in mini camps and OTAs?
Oh, the process will be different. I mean, because like you said, we normally would have had a different opinion rather than what they are. You know, obviously we drafted them because we believe that they have the talent and the skill that we're looking for. And obviously you got to find it right now in training camp as you're preparing to get ready for games. So that will be a little bit different. But I think we have a tremendous class of players coming in. It will be different. But I also think that we drafted the players that we wanted because they demonstrated a skill and a characteristic that we were looking for. And I think they're going to come in and help our football team.
Do you think that fans, and again, I'm assuming that the lockout, I'm being optimistic here instead of pessimistic, so I'm going to speak as if this thing's going to get done soon. Would you think teams around the league would use their rookies and young players more in preseason games than they have in the past? I mean, can you talk about the future? If it's condensed, if training camp's condensed and preseason's condensed, would you look at them more so you can get a full evaluation on them?
Well, we're going to look at them. I think you look at your young guys even, you know, I think that's just been a process of the National Football League in the way it's been over the years. I mean, you take the players that are young and new to the league and you give them opportunities to compete and show you and show their teammates that they're worthy of the draft and that pick that they were. So I don't think I'm going to play them any more than I have in the past because we also have a core group of players that need to get ready for a game also. You know, so
sure.
I don't think that process will be different. There's all kind of practices. There will be enough time to have an opportunity to evaluate exactly what our rookies are. I think the most important thing that you said is let's be optimistic that there's going to be football. There's going to be a great season coming up, and the Raiders are looking forward to playing.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Thanks very much. Best of luck. Let's hope that you can not only take the keys to the car, but drive that car and win some football games this year. And I know that the Raider faithful really thinking that this could be a playoff run. And, again, we thank you very much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, and I would be remiss if I didn't say hello to all the people over at 1220 where we work, and also Raider Nation. I just wanted to make sure I always give those people a shout-out because they're what makes this thing go, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to drive this car, and we're going to drive it well.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.